Are you ready?
I got long socks on.
Are you ready?
No. Ow, you're hurting my ankle.
Okay, I'll use this one. All right, welcome to, what are we at? Episode 14, I believe, the Roman Outwood podcast. And this, we're going to try to do this once a month. This intimate setting, Britt and I on a couch. We're running solo. We're unprepared completely. Do you even know what you're going to talk about?
I did ask Instagram for some questions.
So you're just going to rely on the viewers to run the show today?
I mean, there's a few questions that I can't answer, but yeah.
First of all, thanks for wearing socks today.
I said I wore my tallest ones.
You're going to make a lot of people upset.
Yeah, probably.
But I like it. I like it. I like
you
the socks.
Like it? Well, you like my feet covered?
I don't know. There's something weird about me knowing there's a bunch of guys that love your feet. You know, I'd be less offended if they loved your boobs. It's something about your feet that I'm
like, or at least fake.
Oh my God. Driving over, Britt was nice enough to point out that I didn't brush my teeth today. So if you guys see a couple potatoes in there, I just had potatoes on the way over. It's probably the worst thing to eat before you don't brush your teeth.
It's just because you get so offended if I ask. So I went to, you said something to me and I said, did you?
And I already knew what you were going to say.
And then I stopped
And then
myself.
I still didn't brush them. Why is that, by the way?
Why didn't you brush your teeth?
No. Why do I get so offended? This girl can take me from 10 to 0 if she just says, did you brush your teeth today? That's it. That's all it takes.
I don't know.
Like, so offended. But it's on me.
It's so bad. It bothers me so bad. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I can't say anything.
We just found it. We found the kryptonite of our relationship.
If Roman brushes his teeth or not.
I mean, I start doing things. I get running. I get going. And then the last thing I'm thinking about.
I don't know if it's because I was like in the dental field and saw people come in that like really didn't brush their teeth.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Well, I'll keep a clean 3 foot distance here until we're done with the show. Something cool. This weekend, Brittany and I went to Kentucky, which I don't know if anybody's talking about this anymore, but they had an incredible rainstorm, like 22 inches or something that fell within a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know all the details.
A big flood.
But this place blew our minds. We actually, by now, we posted a little vlog about it. We didn't film much. It felt weird even filming it.
I know.
But we just showed a couple like, you know, cars in the rivers and mud up to the ceiling of these houses. Mm-hmm. And it is devastating.
I know. I posted a few things on Snapchat and people were like, I forget like what the comments were saying, but they're like, you're just doing this for attention. I'm like, actually, I'm sharing this because most people have no idea or like forget that it was 3 weeks ago and these people still need help.
I didn't post a single picture.
Oh.
I didn't post anything.
I mean, I posted it on Snapchat. I didn't post it on Instagram.
Oh, you little clout chaser. Here's one of the things that stuck out to me about this trip. And it's all on me. We're down there, guys. And this flood, it filled people's homes. And water is horrific. But what you're left with in these floods is mud. So the water goes away. But then the houses are full of mud.
And mold.
And it's like the heaviest sandy clay mud. Like even to shovel it is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much trashed all these houses. Most of them didn't have flood insurance. It's sad. I wish we would have done something prior to try to help with that. Anyways, I'm down there and we're shoveling and we're wheelbarrowing and we're sweating all day.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany and I slept in the back of our Yukon for 2 nights.
My neck's a little cramped.
You poor thing.
I know. I just feel old.
This is where I felt so ungrateful for the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you know, we just finished our home. Well, you probably don't know we just finished our home, but you know we've moved and we have white carpet. This white carpet. And it was the worst idea ever to put white carpet
Roman's
in.
Roman's decision.
But I'm walking through there and I'm like, all this carpet needs ripped out. I'm sick. The kids stained it. It needs ripped out. Because of a couple stains.
Yeah.
And then I go to Kentucky and I see, you can't even see the carpet. It's completely mud.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me so hard how ungrateful my mindset was at that time. Like, I'm so blessed to have this white carpet in our beautiful home.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep the carpet now. We're going to stain it out.
Wait, I just ordered all the hardwood.
You didn't.
Brian was measuring it and doing it all today.
All right, well, that's not on me. If you already did it, let's go ahead and keep going. But,
oh my gosh.
But no, it was a very ungrateful thought, and it opened my eyes to see how good most of us do have it.
Yeah.
And it takes going to do a service for those more unfortunate or less fortunate to open your eyes to how good you have it. It's mm-hmm. such a reminder. I love service work. Brittany and I have been trying to find more of that in our life. I think that's where you really feel like a real human, is when yeah. you're serving others. Like, is there anything that makes you feel better than that? Don't even say Chipotle.
No. Having socks on. No, I totally understand, because I'm just like saying like, oh, I pulled my neck sleeping in the car. But it's like half these people, like, where are they even sleeping?
Yeah, no.
Like they don't. They had there was cars in the river. Like they may not even have cars, homes, like anything left.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal. So you look at your life and you're like, holy cow, we have it so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you live that every day, you stop thinking about that your life's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, everybody watching right now, you have a great life already.
Yeah.
You really do. You have, obviously, you have the internet. You have a device of some sort. You have like you're alive and breathing.
Right.
Which leads me to our last podcast episode with Shay Carl. Do you remember what happened to me? Do you remember what happened to me?
Oh, having to go to the hospital?
Okay, guys. So after the last podcast, I wasn't even going to talk about this today. This just came up. After the last podcast episode, I had to do some ad reads for that podcast. And we stayed. And right before I started to do these reads, I was like, in my mind, I thought my tongue was numb. It's like, my tongue feels really numb. And then all of a sudden, my teeth were numb. So I could chomp down, couldn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time I'm like, something's going on, this whole side of my face was numb. And that's when I stood up and I was like, I need to go tell somebody. But Chase was right with me. But for some reason, I just had to get up and walk.
Hmm.
And by the time I got to you, I could barely tell you what was wrong. I was like, my face is going numb. And all I could think about was having a stroke.
Yeah.
What else makes your face go numb?
I have no idea.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Britt's like, we got to go to the hospital. Like, every minute counts with a stroke. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was something telling me that it wasn't that serious. It only lasted 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
It wasn't that. I don't
two
think
minutes.
It was that long.
2 minutes from start to finish, probably. Before I was like, oh, it's starting to actually feel okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's not so bad. Freaked me out though. My heart's pounding. 90% of it was probably panic.
Right.
Needless to say, my face was numb though. And that's not good.
No.
So we went to the hospital and both the doctor, the, what was the neurologist or the radiologist? Somebody else was there. And they basically was like, you're really not a candidate for a stroke. And we don't believe that you should even do the MRI. And they had me do hand tests. Like close my eyes, walking across the room. They did all these tests on me and they just made it sound like if it was a stroke, I would still be having these symptoms of some sort, weakness, something. Why are you laughing?
Because.
Why are you laughing?
So then after all this, okay, we're like, it's not a stroke. Stop worrying. You had like a really, really bad headache that entire day. We're like, okay, it was probably something due to the headache. Roman Googles.
That's the worst thing to do.
For like 3 hours. And he's like, yep, I'm going to have a stroke. Within the next 90 days, I'll have a full-blown stroke. For the next 2 days.
Well, if you get on Google for anything, you're dead, right?
Yeah.
You cut your finger and you Google, I just cut my finger, you're dead. Like, you have no time left. Say goodbye to your family.
I don't want to make you feel like I'm lessening. Like,
I don't know. It feels like you're joking about it right now.
I'm sorry, but this is just, I think, most people, but they Google it and they're like, oh, yep.
It had me convinced. And who knows, right? Like, we're.
And if you do in the next 90 days, I'm going to be the biggest piece of crap ever.
This episode's going viral for sure. Good job, baby. No, but again, another eye opener of
things can change.
We're driving a car, right? And we're relying on this car to function. And that's just that. The car can break down at any second. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I I can eat as good as I want. I can go to the gym. I can do all things good for my car. But it may not keep it running. And that's the eye opener. Like you can just, God, man, it can just all happen instantly. So be thankful right now for these things you have.
Gratitude can change your life.
I should be thankful for that stain in my carpet, that I have a healthy kid that can stain the carpet.
Yeah.
And getting ill is a huge way to appreciate life.
Mm-hmm.
Doing service for others less fortunate is a great way to appreciate life. So it was a good week of appreciation. But yeah, last podcast with Shay Carl, I was a miserable headache the whole podcast. And then after, I had a weird numbness in my face for about 2 minutes. So
yeah,
wacky. And I was even wondering if that was recorded, but I don't think we were rolling yet. That would have been weird.
So you asked if I prepared. I did ask the internet. Do you want some internet questions?
Yeah, whatever you want to do. I know we had posted one of these episodes maybe 4 or 5 ago last month. And Brittany and I were, you guys loved it. It was one of our most viewed podcasts. And we said, let's try to do one of these, just you and I, once a month. And tell really deep stories that hopefully we haven't told before. It's hard to remember sometimes. But even if we have, maybe it's a deeper version, a more honest version, things like that.
Okay. Little Morgs wants the full proposal story.
The proposal story.
The proposal.
That is a good China? Story. And I feel like there was a video where I said, one day I'm going to tell this in full.
Yeah, which I don't now know it's if been, you've actually
told. Now it's been so long, I barely, like, I have the gist of it. Where do we start with that?
Well, okay.
Do I start with when I got the ring? Do I start? Because that was a nightmare.
So obviously, we had been together 9 years at the time.
Yeah.
And I thought going to Dubai, I was like, maybe he'll propose. Like he's doing this like hour-long movie episode.
Oh, dang.
And then when it didn't happen there, I was like, oh.
He's never proposing.
He's never going to propose.
And then when we went to China like a month later or how long ago? That was longer.
It was a bit longer, yeah.
Hmm. So, I let you down in Dubai probably. You had your hopes up.
A little bit. It had already been 9 years.
Here's what happened.
Why did it take you so long?
Here's what happened. I was previously married. I don't know if you know this.
I'm aware.
So it kind of destroyed my mindset on marriage. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't need to love somebody and be married to them. I can just love them. We can just be in love.
Yeah.
Why let the state be involved? Why file all this paperwork? Blah, blah, blah. But here's what happened. At that 9-year mark, it physically was impossible for me to not ask you to marry me. I went many months holding my tongue, looking at you, just wanting to say, will you marry me? 4 months to the point it was the worst part of my life. It was like, I just want to propose to her right now. I don't care about any of it. I just want to marry her so bad. I don't know what happened. It was like an obsession.
Hmm.
So we'd be laying on the couch late at night for months and I'd look at you. I should just say it right now. I should just ask her to marry me.
And then I ask you if you brush your teeth.
Probably. That's probably how it went.
I'm just kidding.
You're still staring at my teeth. So I would just, it was eating me alive. So probably in Dubai, when we went to Dubai, would have been a great time.
Right.
But I have a ring. I'm not good at that kind of stuff. So here's the proposal story. We're about to go to China. We have this whole thing booked. And I start reaching out to places to find this ring. Like I wanted a very special ring. Mm-hmm. And it also weirdly had to be a ring that I love. I was very selfish with the ring because I think jewelry is way overrated. I think it's way overpriced.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick, right? Like I know what people pay for diamonds versus what they sell diamonds for.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I was just like, this is so dumb. But I'm going to give her an awesome ring. But I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
Right? So I can justify it. So I tracked down this stunning ring with the right guy. And he pulled it off. He like got this thing from New York to Tiffany's. Mm-hmm. I got a hold of a guy at Tiffany's, and he was pulling all strings to get this specific ring. It was being used at a Tiffany show in New York City on display. It was the only one.
Oh my gosh.
So he had it brought here in a Brinks truck from New York City. They won't fly with certain jewelry. It has to be brought in on a truck.
Hmm.
It's weird.
That is weird.
He gets it here the morning before we go to China. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I also had to get glasses that day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So here's the problem. Brittany and I, we can always see where we're at on each other's phones,
mm-hmm.
right? Like she can see me on the
Find My
yeah. Husband app. And I'm in a full sweat because I have to get out and get this ring and I have to write this check without you ever knowing.
Right.
I wanted this to be a real surprise. So I'm close to Tiffany's and you're like, hey, do you want me to come up and meet you to pick up your glasses? And I'm like, oh my God, no, she can't come up here, blah, blah, blah. Right? You remember this?
No.
You don't remember coming up?
No.
Okay, well, you did. I get the ring, and of course, with a certain amount on a check, it takes a moment to clear. Mm-hmm. So I'm panicking. I'm like, I think I left my phone in the car actually because I didn't want you to see me where I was in case you checked. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a full sweat. I'm like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Like, I need to get out of here. Like, she's on her way. We're going to get my glasses. And I got the ring. All went well. It's in my hand. I run to my car. And then you're pulling up to meet me to go get my glasses. I'm in a full panic. I shove that thing up under my seat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then we go to get my glasses. So we're together at this point. You have no idea I just bought you your
I could have sworn we got your glasses at like one of those like 1 hour.
We did. That's why you came up and met me. We went over to the place across the street. Anyway, not important. It was in the car with both of us and I was freaking out. But it all worked out. We go to China the next day or two. It might have been. And now I have to get this ring to China without anybody knowing. Nobody knew.
That's insane. I can't believe you didn't tell anyone.
By the way, we took a big crew. We took friends.
Mm-hmm.
Not one person knew. Only me.
That's insane.
And the jeweler.
I couldn't have done that.
That's it. So I'm in a full sweat. Soon as we hit our airport, Columbus, Ohio, they pull my bag aside. And I'm like, oh my God, this is it. They see.
I remember that.
That shouldn't throw a flag, but in my head, that's what's throwing the flag. Mm-hmm. Right? So they have to pull my bag. And they're like, we need to pull you in this back office.
No, I remember that. And I was like, I'll come with you.
And I'm like, no.
You're like, she has nothing to do with this.
I was
and I'm like,
so scared. I was like, no.
Fine.
She doesn't have anything to do with this. Let's go. Because that would have been it. I'd had to propose to you at the Columbus airport. So again, I'm in a full sweat. They take me in this back room. I'm like, first of all, guys, thank you so much. You just saved me because she would have saw it. And they're like, so what? And I'm like, I got a ring in there. I'm going to propose to her. And he's like, oh, that's not what this is about. And I'm like, oh God.
So you had to bend over?
No. So I had, I had taken quite a bit of cash and you can only fly with a certain amount of cash overseas.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which it wasn't above the limit, but I guess the way it was stacked, it just throws a big black square on the screen, blah, blah, blah. It's not important. So we had many airports to go through. So every airport, I'm just sweating. It was an absolute nightmare. But we finally got to China.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a hotel room together and I have to hide this ring. Because who knows? Maybe you're going to go get a pair of socks for me and inside them socks is a ring. Which is where it was.
Right.
So we went many days in China. Beautiful trip. Amazing trip. One of my favorite trips. And then something fell through on one of the days. And I was freaking out. So we were making a movie at the same time.
We were going to go see the sunset or something.
It was something cool.
It was something, yeah.
But it like fell through. And then I was like, now's the time. I need to propose. Like it's go time.
Yeah.
And do you remember thinking I was nervous like leading up?
I just kind of thought you were in a bad mood.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I was just freaking out. It was like 9 years worth of buildup in like the last week of pure stress.
Yeah. No, I just remember thinking like you were in a bad mood or something was stressing you out or like something. So we walked down and got a drink and you like chugged your drink. And you're like, all right, let's go to the beach.
I was like, all right, I feel better now. Yeah. So I took you to the beach and I was just trying to find the moment. At that point, we had no cameraman with us, no friends with us. It was literally me and you on the beach. First time the whole trip pretty much. And I was like, I need to build a tripod. And I ran up on the beach, found a piece of wood, and I set the camera there so we could document it.
And when you opened your bag, I thought you were getting the pictures we got from, I think we went to Monkey Island that day or something.
Yes, we did.
I thought you were getting those pictures out.
I was
going
to show the viewers.
Yeah, I thought you were getting the pictures out to show the viewers and talk about what we did that day or something.
So it was truly the last thing you expected.
1,000%. You can tell. Even when I saw the box, I'm just like, oh, it's probably a pair of earrings.
Another fake proposal.
Yeah.
I think it was in a pair of socks. And I was just dying to just give you this dumb ring so that I could stop stressing. The rest of the trip was so easy after that.
Yeah.
But it was like a week's worth of stress and 9 years. I was ready to marry you right there. Like, I didn't need a wedding. It was like, I have to marry you right now. But yeah, I remember pulling that thing out of the sock and it took you a moment. You were like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like you were dumbfounded.
Because I didn't think it would ever happen.
It's still one of my favorite moments we've ever captured. And I can't imagine if we didn't capture it. Because I still tear up when I watch it.
Yeah, same. I just remember I don't know. I was like, when I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like I had that much extra weight on me. And I look so different, I feel like, than I do now. That's like the only thing I can think of when I watch that video. So if you proposed to me while I looked like that.
You looked amazing.
I'm glad I got in shape before.
But it was just a classic proposal story because it had so. I know the stress means nothing on here. But I was so stressed out. We were also trying to produce content the whole time. It was wild. It was
trying
a wild
to film
trip.
The hour-long movie.
Yeah, which, gosh, those were so fun. I loved doing those. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. We should do another.
You were definitely right with like the longer content.
There was a
but
moment.
It ended up being a podcast instead of a movie.
There was a moment where I was like, maybe this is the thing. And those all did very well.
Mm-hmm.
They all did very well. And that also created the famous butt shot because that was in that movie. I think Chase picked you up because he was so excited that we were getting married.
Yeah.
And then just for that glimpse, we all won that day.
I swear. I told you. I remember like obviously
I don't remember.
You feel it when someone, you know, you feel your dress come up a little. And I was like, you have to edit this because I think Julian was editing for us at that time.
Julian, like, come on, man.
I'm like, I swear, like,
he was,
it's in
who
there.
Who was he really working for?
But I swear, you like pulled the clip and like checked it, and you're like, no, it's fine.
Oh, it is fine. It's still fine. Maybe I need to go watch it because I don't remember anything being out of the ordinary.
Well. I've seen pictures of it.
I didn't know it was a big deal.
Well, it's going to be a big deal now that everyone's going to go searching for it.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a good story. It's a good story to me.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have it documented.
For us, it's definitely a good story.
It's a very special story. And it did take time. I was not proposing until I was ready to be married again. I was really against marriage. I really was. You've heard it from me a million times. I was like, we don't need to be married. We're in love.
Yeah.
Like,
what's your thoughts now? Are you glad we're married?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I love every single part of the decision. I think it was just part of my growth. I think it was part of you helping me grow and trust again and just be somebody ready to be married. Mm-hmm. Like if we would have done it sooner, I may have had still like this cold heart towards it. I wouldn't have been as serious and I don't know. What other brain busters you got in there?
So speaking of being in love and what did you say? Like trusting again? Do you have any hall passes?
What is that? I've been out of school a long
time.
A
hall pass?
Yeah, what is that?
like where I let you go do whatever you want for the weekend. You've seen the movie Hall Pass.
Yeah.
Do you want a hall pass?
I don't have a hall pass, definitely.
There's different versions of hall passes.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So, there's a hall pass where.
Wait, there's different.
No, I'd basically be like, all right, you're not married this week and go do whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah. That's a hall pass. No, I'm not into that. I'm not into that at all. That's destructive to my family. So I would not be for that.
Good.
But you know, maybe 10 years ago. But I'm all in now.
10 years ago. We would already been together 3 years.
I mean 14 years ago. It's a time and a place.
Okay. What do you think about porn in relationships? Is it bad that the partner chooses porn more than the real thing?
By the way, are these all questions aimed at me or us? Because
us?
All right, so.
But I'm asking you.
I have plenty of thoughts on pornography. I'm older now, so it's easy for me to say it's bad and it is harmful to relationships and it gives you false hopes. I think especially as a man.
Because
you watch this stuff and you're like, dang. I want one of these girls, dude. I want one of these girls. But you just assume that's how all girls are, right? As a man, you're watching it as a teenager, you're growing up. You're like, that's going to be my wife. That's going to be my girlfriend, you know?
So you think it's a bad thing?
I think now that I'm older, I see it as extremely harmful.
On relationships?
On the brain.
Yeah.
On the brain because it…
It's not real.
I think you want it to be though. Like I sound so bad. I genuinely enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched porn for many, many years. And there was a time when we watched porn together.
Why are you saying this?
And we enjoyed it. It was just something fun and like humans. Like, I don't know. Ooh. I think there's a time and a place for this stuff, but I think if you can avoid it, avoid it. Because it is addicting. It is.
So it is hard on relationships for sure.
It's not hard on us. It's not hard on us at all. We've never had any issue with it. I remember you watch porn. I don't care.
I remember the first time I found it on your phone. Do you remember?
All right, yo, let's keep it about you. No, but this is such a hard subject. I don't know why it's a hard subject because it's super common. And do you remember anything about that?
Do you remember?
Well, here's why it was weird for me for a while. My first wife was incredibly anti-porn and probably good for her for that. But I was just living that life of like, you know, I enjoy it. It's super attractive to me.
Yeah. Like,
you can see, here's the problem with it. You can see the most beautiful humans on earth naked. That's the problem with it. It's just, it's the best of. That's the problem with porn. It's so addictive. It's eye candy and brain candy. So I was coming out of a marriage that was completely against it. So I didn't know moving forward, I just assumed everybody's against it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you didn't care, that was like still hard for me to be like open about it. I was like, I'm just going to hide this.
Yeah. So you would try.
But yeah,
and
you like opened my phone one day. You're like, I don't remember. They're always the worst titles ever. So whatever it was
I'm like,
bad.
What's this? I remember the look on your face like, oh crap.
I'm like, flashbacks. I'm about to get hit with a newspaper. No, but what's your thoughts on it? Because I'll be honest, it has not affected our relationship.
No, but I think it's definitely been better not doing it. And it would be like times where you like it wasn't like it was like all the time.
No, of course not.
It's like
no, but I was older. I wasn't a teenager. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Like now it's whatever, dude. I'd rather go work, right? No, it's a different mindset now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it is. I don't think it's a good thing. And I think the OnlyFans and the stuff like that, it's just, I feel like a lot of people just, It's like, you know, I've been asked a million times to start an OnlyFans. Mm. But it's like, I'm not, to me, that's like selling my body. And I don't want to, you know, I have morals. I have a family. I have things. And I feel like porn falls in that same category.
You know what's crazy though? Imagine if OnlyFans started when we started. You would have been on it 100%.
Probably.
Yeah. So that's like, we did everything we could to make money.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, we're grown up. We're adults with a family now. Like even talking about this stuff, I'm thinking.
But I'm not saying it's okay for younger people to do it because I feel like
there's a fine line.
Yeah,
there's a fine line between morals and selling yourself for money.
Yeah,
there's a fine line. As full grown adults, it's easy to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But we are young and dumb. All have our own chapter of life that we're in, and
young and dumb.
Maybe what we do now and. 5 more years, we're like, God, that was so stupid.
Next question. Okay, this is very controversial.
You keep saying that.
I didn't. I haven't said that at all.
Oh.
This is very controversial. Pineapple on pizza.
How is this? This is the dumbest question ever. Who cares, first of all? I love pineapple on pizza.
I hate pineapple on pizza.
I don't even know you anymore.
It's a fruit. Meat belongs on pizza.
Right? It still has meat on it, no? Pineapple, pepperoni, ham. It's like ham.
It's ham or bacon.
Yeah, with a little cinnamon. Oh my God, you're crazy. Crazy.
No, not my favorite.
All right. I would say who cares?
I had to lighten the topic a little. I had to lighten the topic a little. Have any other influencers slide into your DMs?
Never. Not even one time. Not even one time.
Swear.
If any influencer slid in my DMs, it's dudes, 100%. I have no females.
Same.
So, yeah. Just kidding. I'm going to ask you that because you probably do.
That's my phone. I have no service here. I was going to pull it up. Shay Carlson here.
Shay Carlson.
He tagged me in a reel.
that's not even remotely funny, Britt. We just did a whole podcast about his problem with that.
Oh my gosh, that was bad. No, it was just him tagging us in the last episode.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, I didn't think about that before I spoke.
Here's the other thing. 10 years ago, I would have been on your phone all the time. Checking, monitoring, making sure
you're
not.
You can check at any time.
I know. I don't care, first of all, because I'm.
I leave my phone or lay around more.
I'm connected to you, right? Like, we don't.
Yeah.
We don't deal with that in our relationship. And I think that's what holds a lot of relationships back. It's not even like a.
It is hard, though.
It's like.
Anytime you would want to go through my phone, it's like, here you go. And then there's sometimes I'm like, how? Like, it's been freaking 10 years. Like, you don't trust me at all. Yeah.
No, it's tough. It's tough. But when you hit that point where you're in full committed trust.
Yeah.
Full committed relationship. It's the weight off your shoulders is released. It's like you're able to now just enjoy each other. I'm not worrying about.
How long did it take for you to like get to that point?
Forever. I would probably be forever. Like.
So you don't think you're to that point yet?
No, I am. But like I'll always have moments where like, you know. If I forgot to, I gave you a hall pass that weekend. It'd be like, crap. No, but once you can fully commit and trust and be all in a relationship, the weight to just enjoy life is lifted. And it's like all of a sudden now you're just focused on enjoying each other instead of what is she up to? And that's a huge problem with everybody. And the internet gives us that access.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, these sites now have ways to privately talk to people. What is that on Facebook? What's that called? It's like hidden messaging.
Know. I mean, I feel like that's why Snapchat is Snapchat. Because once someone sends you a message, if you look at it, it goes away.
Yeah. And it's like these sites are basically giving these people that aren't trustworthy outlets.
Right.
To freely have secrets.
That's not why I use Snapchat.
Yeah. I know why you use Snapchat.
I have a good following on there.
No, I know. You do have a crazy following.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
Like it's.
In fact, your Snapchat army blew up last week's episode.
Really?
Of the podcast. There for a moment, all the comments were Brittany's Snapchat army, Snapchat army. And I was like, what the heck is this? I forgot Snapchat even existed.
Yeah, I feel pretty loyal to Snapchat.
Until you tell them to do something, then you don't do it. I'm gonna post all day if you guys go comment on the new podcast. And then
I did. And I've posted every day since then.
I just saw comments saying you didn't.
Oh, well, I had a break because I think we were driving that day or something. And just so you know, I drive everywhere. So if we're ever in the car, it's like I'm driving.
Yep.
I can't be on any social media.
All right. I'll say this about relationships too. Because the last two, I kind of, sometimes I'm very sarcastic.
Yeah.
And in the
there was a comment that said, Roman, I usually mess with you, but some of your comments sometimes.
The problem with me is I can be very sarcastic. And in the vlogs, I could get away with it with the way they were cut. Or with a podcast, they're raw. So if I say something sarcastic, I don't really back it up. I just go with it. And then people have to figure out if I was being sarcastic or not. So the last two episodes,
so sarcastic all
when they're
the
like, what's the secret to relationship? And I'm just like, sex.
He's being sarcastic because we just talked about that on the last episode, right?
Yeah, but I think it comes off more serious than I actually mean. I do truly believe that's a serious part of a relationship, an important part of the relationship. But sometimes I can be a little sarcastic about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of this week. If you are calling your husband, your boyfriend, your wife, whoever it is that you love, and they're answering the phone like this, hello, it's over. If every single phone call is, hello, yeah, it's done. If you're not calling the one you love and there's, hey, what's going on? There's no enthusiasm there. It's over. The energy's dead.
How do I answer the phone?
We're always happy to talk to each other. Okay. Always. But I can't even get out of the driveway before you call me.
I thought you were talking about me, that I do that. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
No, I just, this week I realized how we speak to each other on the phone. I said, that's another big point of our relationship. We're happy to talk to each other.
Usually.
Yeah. Okay, everybody has bad days. It's okay to be upset, right? You're going to answer the phone unhappy. But if this is a regular thing, you're calling your wife, see how she's doing. What? It's done.
Go to therapy.
It's done.
Try something else.
There's no life left. It's a wet blanket.
Yeah.
That's my opinion on it. You got to have enthusiasm. You got to keep it spicy. Keep it alive. Keep it hyper. Because you're with this person, right? If I start answering the phone, what? I'm at work. What? Cool. If that's
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's what? And you just hear kids screaming in the background.
There is times to be upset. That is okay. Right?
Like, is everything okay? I've been gone for 5 minutes.
But if you've been together years, you know the difference between a healthy, she's happy to hear from me, and a, my God, I just called her. No life whatsoever. What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye. Hang it up. Hang it up. It's got to be alive. It's got to be alive. If you started doing that to me, I'd be incredibly frustrated. Incredibly frustrated.
You'd be frustrated or you would end it all?
No.
You'd
want to try to fix it.
I'm going to answer the phone like, hey, babe. Hi.
Hey, how are you? Yeah.
You just got me changed on how I answer the phone.
It was my weekly thought. I thought of it. I want to share it with people.
What else are you thinking about this week?
I'm probably going to get a lot of people in trouble with that. Because they're probably like, crap, I do that every time. But you know what? It can be a point that you can just change. You can be a little more enthusiastic to talk to the person you love.
Mm-hmm.
You're claiming you love them. Act like it. That's the problem with love. We tend to get used to it and comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Well, I got her. So what else do I need to do? That's it. I got her. I can go do an act
go
how
do the
I
dishes.
Want. Yeah. So keep it alive, guys, girls. Keep it fresh.
Yeah.
I think that's why I call out sex as being important. It's the only moment that you will connect with your loved one at that level. It's the only thing. There's nothing else that compares to that level of intimacy.
I feel like there is.
There's
maybe
close
not
calls.
For a guy.
There's close calls.
Maybe not for a guy.
There's cuddles and movies and we've been through this.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, keep it enthusiastic. always happy to see you. Right? Mm-hmm. That's a secret, I think. I'm giving out secrets here.
Okay.
Keep it enthusiastic. Be excited to be around this person you love. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. You know, we got a lot of people that look up to us. And I tried, like, through the week, I'm like, we got to film an episode a week. And I try to think of things that are out of the box that could help somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to come off as, dude, this dude is like, all he cares about sex. But the truth is, I really believe that that's a healthy part of a relationship. And you and your husband and wife should enjoy it and keep it fresh and fun. Because in 10 years, 15, 20, 30, it's going to fade. It's going to die. And you have to work harder to keep that alive. Mm-hmm. And keeping that alive is a lot like keeping the relationship alive. You have to work on it.
Yeah.
Keep it fun. You agree? Mm-hmm. You're all in.
I'm all in.
You choose me or?
I choose you. I feel like the last episode
Everyone's right. I haven't seen the comments yet because it's not up as we're recording this. But I'm like, God, people are going to think you don't love me.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I was just like really tired the last episode or something. But after we filmed, I'm like, I don't think I said like.
It was a rough
day. I think I was focusing more on them.
No, they were rock stars.
And sure. Less on me and you. Because I felt like we had just won over us. And I everyone knows I choose you. I mean, it's been
yeah, it's old.
Years?
It's old news. It's old news.
No one's sliding in my DMs. They know I choose you.
Speaking of keeping relationships alive, do you want to talk about I know you have a lot of chatter about people think that you have a ton of surgeries. Kind of breaks my heart.
Like my facelift and stuff I've had done.
But you're like.
Just kidding, I don't.
But like I see comments like that.
Yeah, no.
I could care less.
There's so many comments about like all the surgeries I've had and all that stuff. I've had one surgery.
Yeah.
We filmed it.
We did film it.
I was getting my breasts done.
Yeah.
And that was.
It's been a while.
3 or 4 years ago.
Dang, you're due for a tune-up.
Not till 10 years.
Oh, is it 10 years?
It's 10 years.
Okay.
Okay. But that's the only surgery I've had done.
That's it?
That's the only surgery I've had.
Well, what about your teeth? That's surgery, right? Or no?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I don't think,
okay, like, you've had your teeth done.
I've had veneers put on.
Okay.
Anything
else you're forgetting about? Oops. Oh, yeah, that too. No, so, you really haven't. Yeah, you.
I get Botox. Can't tell.
And why? Why do you get Botox? Because I think it's ridiculous.
Okay, so lift
every time you do it, I try to get you not to do it.
Lift your hat up.
No.
Yeah, I'll show you why I get Botox. Okay, do you see those little fine lines there?
Yeah.
See, once when I get Botox, mine go away.
Yeah, but what's wrong with the lines? These are my racing lines. Like, what do you mean? What's the problem with the lines, though?
I don't know. It just makes you
look
younger.
Okay, so you can't make lines in your forehead. You can't.
No.
Oh, my God.
I could, like, a week ago because I let it, like, fully come out before I get it again. I don't know why. But I get it, like, every 3 to 5 months. I get my forehead done. And here is, like, there's a bug in here. I get this. It's called, like, your 11. Which I still have some movement.
Oh my God.
This is so bad. I never want to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, but
so, okay. But I had, before getting Botox, I had full wrinkles in between my eyebrows already.
Oh my God. Wrinkles?
I know. It's the worst thing. And then also here, which in the last podcast, I had a bruise right there because I bruised, which normally I don't bruise.
When they give it to you.
Yeah, normally I don't.
So they put a needle in your face. Mm-hmm. And they
lots
do
of
what?
Needles. You wouldn't even go in with me last
Heck
time.
Heck no, I don't want nothing to do with it.
So it's kind of like lots of little needles and they just, it paralyzes the muscle. So then it makes your face smooth.
It's like a natural stroke. Dude.
Sure. So then the only other thing I've had done is a mini lip fill. It's not a full syringe. It's like a half syringe. Just a little bit. Because when I normally smile, especially if it's not filled, I have no top lip.
All right,
and it
so
drives.
When you're saying it all like this, it sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot.
Okay, you've had your breasts done. Lots of girls want to do that. Right. You had babies.
Yeah.
So you, I just for the record, loved your boobs the way they were. I actually tried to talk you out of it for a while.
Yeah, I hated them.
Then you got them done. I was like, good choice.
Right?
Let's keep doing that. The Botox, I try to talk you out every time. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think you look great. I
like not being able to your freckles, show my expressions.
I love your wrinkles. Like, let's grow old together. Let's check out. But if those little things make you that happy, then you can't really argue with it.
Yeah.
I do ridiculous stuff that makes me happy that you're cool with. So.
A lot of men get Botox. Why don't you think you don't want to get Botox?
I don't want no needle. That's weird too, because I have no problem.
I know.
Tattoos.
I try and like live this toxin free lifestyle.
You do. You're all about health. How
I
you
know. Like
needle?
I will not use like a Teflon pan, but I fill my.
This
face
girl's
with...
like, you're drinking out of plastic. I'm like, and then you're putting needles in your face.
Yeah.
With who knows what.
Right. It's a toxin. So when I was pregnant with Knox,
Helicopter.
Yeah. You're a helicopter.
Helicopter.
When I was pregnant with Knox, you can't have any toxins. So that was like the longest I had went without getting Botox. So I started getting it. I think it was maybe a year before Knox. I had only gotten it a couple times before I got pregnant.
Yeah.
Once you get pregnant, you can't get it. So I went a year without getting it, because if you're breastfeeding, anything like that, you can't get it. So I went like a year without it. And then after I had Knox, I got my Botox again and then said, I want a mini lip fill.
Which was ridiculous. I was like, don't ever do that again.
Yeah. And that had been like a year and a half ago. And then a few months ago, I got another mini because they last like a year-ish. For the filler?
I don't know.
So I got another mini lip fill a few months ago.
All right.
And that time was really bad because my lips swelled up really big. And this one, like, you know, got bruised a lot. It was terrible.
Sounds amazing. Sign me up for that.
So yeah, everyone thinks like I've had like facial surgeries and stuff like that, but...
Just the real classics.
Just the basic, I feel like.
Just a de-wrinkler.
A little bit of filler in my lips. That's the only filler.
Is it currently there?
Yeah.
Are those
filled
lips?
It lasts like a year.
Oh my God. You're like a Barbie. You're not even real. That's probably what the internet thinks.
Yeah.
What other surgery? When people say like, oh, your surgeries, what do you think they're talking about? That?
I don't know.
Or think you've had...
Like a nose job. I don't know.
Yeah. I can vouch you haven't done anything.
Probably a lot of girls get cheek filler or jaw.
You haven't had that?
Filler, no.
That's natural cheekbones.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing, but I don't know. Like a lot of people get like this threading thing now. Put like threads and it just like sucks
Do
your
you
face
think that,
up.
I'll
get a facelift one day. No. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Do you think that social media has affected?
It's only because of social media that I've gotten anything done.
Actually.
1,000%.
Why?
Because I look at myself online all the time and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I read comments. And then it's like, I think if I wasn't online or if there was no internet, I wouldn't have anything ever done. It's because I'm always on camera and I want to look a certain way and feel a certain way.
Dude, I can't imagine being a female on social media. This sounds like an actual nightmare.
Yeah.
Like a bad dream. Like for a guy, like, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, right? Like if I was a female, my career would probably be a lot higher than it is, right? Because I would use the female attributes to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd be a bad girl.
Like, you never wear socks.
I'd be a bad girl, dude. But as a man, all we have is our voice and our creativity. Now, if you
that
have...
That is not true. There is some men out there.
What do you mean, some men? I thought for sure you were going to say, you are so good at... You're talking about other men now.
What? You just trapped me, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm looking for some backup. Like, that's not all you have. No, there's other men have other.
That's not what I'm saying. You do have other things, but that's, I mean, you never really show your body off. And when you do, look at the views. compared to when you don't.
So there's something weird about that.
Right?
There is something weird
about
that.
What I was saying is there are men on the internet, like on TikTok, that do the same using their bodies just as girls do.
I am not.
Is what I'm saying.
With 100% certainty, I am not an attractive man.
What are you talking about?
Here's why.
You are.
Never in my life, I'm dead serious, have been hit on by a girl. Ever. It doesn't exist.
That doesn't mean that you're not
attractive.
That means
I'm not attractive.
That's not what it means. You're just not in the situations of being hit on. I'm literally...
Nope, doesn't matter. I've been in plenty of spots where easily some female, even a male, would come up and say something. Never. Not even one time.
I mean, no one's ever like come up to me and said anything. You get like cat calls and stuff like that from far, but no one like...
cat calls. I ain't even had a cat call.
Is it normal for girls to do that?
I don't know.
To guys?
I don't know. But I base that on
But you are an attractive male. Like what? I'm attracted to you. I like you.
There are guys out there.
Oh my gosh. That use their bodies for views is what I was saying.
Yeah, and they're very attractive humans. You know? They're very attractive. They're good looking dudes.
I'm not attracted to anyone else other than you.
Oh my God. What are we talking? That is the most absurd. All right, more relationship advice. If your wife ever says that, she's lying. That's not even a human feature. We are attracted to other humans. Period. I've seen plenty of girls. I'm like, wow, she's very pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah, I know. You always tell me.
But that's human. Like, we were supposed to think that. So come clean and tell me who's attractive.
Anyways, next subject. What?
This is it. We're riding this one out.
Oh my gosh.
Till I find out who I got to take out.
You're going to box some people?
If you can tell me one attractive male, then I can call that male out on a boxing fight. And if they win, you've got your first hall pass. And if I win.
What if you win?
I don't know. I've just always looked at myself as like, I've got to entertain for view. I've got to entertain for views or use you for the attraction side of you. So it's like a great middle, mm-hmm. right? It's like between you and I, we have the perfect collaboration of views.
I think we were talking about using the internet to change or having to, like the internet changing who we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you just said, you wouldn't get any of this done. So is none of that's for you or it's for you to please others?
Probably, yeah. Like it's for me to feel better about myself because of the way others have judged me.
I'm so freaking opposite. I'm like braces, nah. Not getting them. This is who I am.
Brush your teeth, nah.
Nah. This is who I am. Nah. Don't care. This is me. Wrinkles, this is me. Gray, I do like to cut the grays off. That actually does bother me a little
okay, bit. Okay, so imagine that times 10 in every single thing.
But isn't that something you can just work on? It's like, why does this bother me? Like, who cares? Wrinkle it out.
It's easier just to pay to fix it.
Oh,
just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm like in this very weird mood right now.
What? We're starting to get a little giggly.
Yeah, like I'm...
What's the worst part about aging for you? Like you're 31 now.
Don't say it.
31 though. What's for me, you know what it is? It's nose hair and ear hair. You did all my ear hair yesterday.
Okay, so mine it's wrinkles, which I can work on with Botox.
You know what you have right now though.
Oh my God, what?
You have a gray hair.
Don't.
You have a gray hair.
Where?
On your head.
Are you looking at it?
I'm just telling you, you have to have a gray hair. You're okay. Past 30.
I found my first gray hair.
See?
How long ago was this?
I don't know. But I remember
you freaking out
like you had a brown recluse in your hair. I was like, what's wrong?
Yeah. So I made my hair lighter so I didn't have to dye it as much. So in that sense, I found a gray hair. So I don't know if it's been there a while and I just normally...
Yeah, it was long. It's been there for a while. But when you have one, it's like a cockroach colony.
Yeah, but like those are things that you can just fix, I feel like. Yeah, I can get my hair dyed every 4 weeks.
No, it's just
a
sign of age though. Just a sign of age.
So are wrinkles.
Yeah. So for me, I can't stand the freaking nose hair. What do you do with this stuff?
You wax it. Burn yourself like shaded.
No, but it grows back so fast. It's so intense. It like multiplies. Like you kill one, it creates two.
Yeah.
Like it's a mess.
The ear hair doesn't bother you.
Just bothers
nose.
Me so bad. That's why last night you were in the bathroom with tweezers going through my ears, pulling all these wires. They grow like wires, dude.
Yeah.
It's not even like this nice fluffy hair. It's like, oh my God, what is that? Hate it. Hate it. You find me a doctor that just nukes all that, I'll do it.
You can get laser hair removal. I don't know if they do it in your ears and nose.
I don't know. All right, I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going with this podcast.
This is kind of a serious part of the podcast. I wasn't even sure if we even want to talk about it or put it in this episode, but I'm gonna tell the viewers what recently just happened.
I know it's something that we never talk about. And
I hate this stuff, but it's part of our life. And it helps a lot of our loyal viewers understand sometimes what we go through.
Yeah. Or why sometimes we'll like disappear mentally or just not post for a long time or.
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, I'm going to keep this real short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy in love with Brittany. He was super in love with Brittany. He was like posting love letters to her on the internet. And he was coming to Columbus, which was where we live, to help her escape the last 13 years of misery. So he was coming here to rescue you. He was rescuing his fallen angel, as he put it. This gets pretty creepy pretty quick.
Yeah.
This is reality. This mm-hmm. is the things that we deal with as part of this career, this double-edged sword that we live.
Mm-hmm.
The positive outweighs it, but it still comes with these annoyances. So not only does this guy actually make it here, but he actually breaks into the podcast studio. He comes here. Nobody's here. Thank God. We were supposed to be filming a podcast at that time.
Oh my God. I would have lost my mind.
Right? He comes right in. He photographs our studio. He didn't take anything, which is pretty impressive.
That we know of. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I really don't think he did. But I don't know. Maybe he did.
Yeah.
Not only does he come into this podcast, you guys know we're shooting this at our old home. We shoot this podcast at our old home. This is the Smile More store. This is where we shipped 600,000 orders right mm-hmm. here in this building. He breaks in the house and he photographs the house.
Yeah.
This is as scary as it gets, right? What if we were here? What if, right? Mm-hmm. Creepy stuff. Long story short, because we've been here so long, because of our connections, we have all the connections with all the local authorities, the sheriffs, they take this insanely serious. In fact,
it is
this
serious.
Guy was on their radar before he ever got here. That's how active law enforcement is with us. Mm-hmm. They take it very seriously. They care for us. They really care for us. And I give them so much love. I would do anything for them at
any
time.
Yeah, most people know we have like used the FBI for multiple things. And I think you talk about that on Logan's podcast.
We're basically, we're basically on a pre-watch list. So if you're potentially
too close.
Messing with us, you're already being watched. Needless to say, this guy goes in the house. He photographs it. And then he's thanking me online for these photos. Like, mm-hmm. thank you, Roman Atwood. I never, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get into the details. Because of our law enforcement being so freaking dope, the dude was tracked down instantly. Full-blown police cars everywhere arrested. We mm-hmm. video. Well, we had video of it, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, he was posting pictures of this house. I happened to call my brother who works at his rope factory. Mm-hmm. And I just said, Dale, if you happen to see this car, call me immediately. He texts me back instantly and said, that car's here right now.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap. He's basically just going to each place.
That's public.
That's, you know, been in our vlogs or whatever. Mm-hmm. To find you. That was his whole story. He was here to rescue you. It's creepy. Put us very at ease. This girl was freaking shooken up like I've never seen you for a week.
Yeah.
For a full week, you were, I've never seen you like that. I've never seen you that down. You were really scared. You were really worried. What's this guy going to do if he finds me? Mm-hmm. You know, blah, blah, blah. Dude gets arrested hard in jail for the full week. And this poor guy, like, all I can think about is, you know, he's obviously got some issues. I don't want to say poor guy. Like,
no.
What the heck are you doing, dude?
Like, right.
We've got kids. We've got family. We've got, like, a life. Like, yeah. And you're coming into it to wreck it. He even posted that he's prepared to get arrested on this trip.
Yeah.
Well, he got arrested. Full-blown arrested. And things are really tied up now. He's got felony charges. He's got issues now.
So I think for me, it's so hard because, like, I carry my gun on me everywhere. And I think most people know that. And it's like, for them in their mind, I'm this other person. But it's like, when you come up to me in public and I already, like, you should be scared of me.
Should I use the G.I. Jane joke?
Oh my gosh. But it's like, I don't take this stuff lightly. And I obviously am happily married. So it's like, if you're thinking otherwise, there's something mentally wrong.
Yeah, this part's not a joke to us at all, guys. Like, you've been with us a long time. It's unfortunately become these instances in our life where we do consider shutting down.
Yeah.
Like, do we just shut it up?
That's the first thing I do. I'm like, okay, never posting again.
Yeah, maybe we just call it quits. Like, there is a point. Like, we're raising kids, guys. We have a little, like, we're going out and feeding our chickens. Like, we're not. And, you know, it is part of the world we live in now. Mm-hmm. But because of our kids and our family, we, dude, we're always strapped, dude, 50 Cent style. Like, no joke.
Like, I am. Seriously.
Yeah, it's a different, it's, and that sounds bad.
It but it's does a different lifestyle. Bad,
it comes with the job at this point.
It's either me or a security guard, and I just don't feel that I'm at the place that I need to have a security guard with me.
Yeah. This is the part that doesn't relate to a lot of people. So I don't want to talk much about it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just it's very personal to us.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people wanted the full FBI story. And you talk about it a little on Logan's podcast, which I think goes up the 13th possibly.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks away. Very excited for that one. You guys are going to lose your mind. You guys are going to lose your mind.
Seriously.
It's a wild one. And we want to talk about all that here, but we're saving it for that episode. I also want to throw out there, guys, this episode goes up on the 6th. No. Mm-mm. This episode goes up before Bristol. I am racing in Bristol with Cletus McFarlane and Matt and I believe Whistlin. And there's just this massive group, the 30 Crown Vicks out here. I've got my corn cob coming, which is killing it on Garrett's channel. He's documenting it. So you guys go watch it. It's so fun to be able to see my car being built.
It's so cool.
And Cletus doing it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I've become such a fan of this guy, and to see him doing my car is like, I'm just smiling.
Yeah.
So, guys, come to Bristol Labor Day weekend. Saturday night is the burnout contest, Sunday is the race. It's going to be just filled with fun. It's going to be a riot. We have our own merch booth. We are also, I'm going to go ahead and just say it, every piece of merch you buy, Smile More, we have exclusive tees there for the racing. Every single shirt you buy at the event gives you a ticket for the green Toyota truck, which will be on site, and that will be given away at the end of the race. So we're going to hand that truck to somebody.
So cool. How are you getting it there?
I'm on a trailer there. Okay. It'll be there. The truck will be at our merch booth.
Somebody is
taking that truck home that weekend. So you're probably going to buy a t-shirt anyway or a piece of merch. It comes with a ticket to the truck. Just a little incentive. I think it's going to be dope. The event's going to be dope. I'm proud of Cletus and his team for putting this together. And I'm honored absolutely honored to be a part of it. Like, yeah. That's just above and beyond for them to allow me there. So big shout out to them. And I'm just stoked.
I don't know if I'm going. We had planned on taking the kids and stuff, but we're not. So I'm not 100% on if I'm going or not.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But I hope you guys can enjoy this episode a little. You know, I enjoy these. I think we need to get better at being prepared. No, but I don't really enjoy coming into it unprepared.
I'm glad that your face went as red as mine did the last time.
Look, man, we're all human. We're all human. There's not one person listening that can just, I'm a perfect human. I'm just perfect. Nah, we are all freaking human. Facts. Full of problems. Full of it. So I love it. That's part of this podcast, is being able to just come out.
Yeah.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out of that closet. Open up. So there's our title. Brittany comes out of the closet.
Brittany has more surgeries and...
More surgeries than Michael Jackson. She's clay at this point. I could peel your face off. Just kidding.
Only when I wear makeup.
You come in the room with the mask.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Should I take my socks off for the last minute?
Just right at the click. That's the new sign off. Guys, we love you so much. Thanks for subscribing. We're still seeing about a 51% of you are not subscribed.
Come on, guys.
51% of our viewers.
To send my Snapchat army to go sub to everyone.
51% is not subscribed, guys. So if you're watching, just hit it. I'm going to be honest, not the subs really matter anymore. It's really about recommend. Our last episode, for example, almost what? 80
Cletus's
episode.
The last one technically, Shay's, but it's not up yet.
It's like 90% recommended views. So it's only those that see it being served by another video.
Hmm.
It's a different algorithm now.
That's crazy.
Crazy, right? So we love you guys. Thanks for being a part of this this still brand new journey. We're 14 episodes in. Feeling good about it. I love it. It's one of the happiest days of my week getting to do the podcast. And I will safely say the next episode is my son, Noah Atwood.
This is going to be so fun.
So fun. We love you guys. Thank you for everything. You're absolutely beautiful. You are one of a kind. Smile more. Where's the sock peel? What the heck? I'm just kidding. Keep it on. Keep the sock on. Can't do it. I'm not allowing it. This is my last 20 seconds.
Ow, I have a cramp. That's my implant. It's popping.